Hello, sir. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I can.
Can you state your name?
Rafael Alexander Carew.
Oh, Mr. Carew.
That's good morning, I guess.
Okay, Mr. Carew, the next voice you will hear will be your panel lead, Mr. Neal. Thank you, sir.
Okay, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Okay. Would you state your full name and agency number for the record, please?
Rafael Alexander Carew, 288244.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency this afternoon in reference to a community supervision revocation. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing at this time. To your far left on the screen is the Honorable Michael Johnson. There will be Honorable Joe Rittenhouse, and we have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chairman. And then to your far right is Honorable Lincoln Onis. My name is David Neal, and I'll be the panel lead today. Also in the room with us, we have the Honorable Mr. Brady from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also represent the parole office today. So prior to the hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of the hearing. Did you look that form?
Yes.
Okay, I inform you or notify your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
No, I'm representing myself.
All right, I'm swearing you, Mr. Brady, in at this time. So do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
I do. Your hearing will be conducted in two phases, sir. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. Then in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So for phase one, we're going to need a move of one allegation under the warrant. Then I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. Allegation number one is a violation of regular conditional supervision number two as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directive of your assigned parole officer by failing to establish residence with Ronald Jones at 318 North 12th Street, Phoenix, Arizona, as directed verbally or in writing by your assigned parole officer on October 5th, 2018. Your whereabouts are not known unless you were absconded from supervision. So is that true or false, sir?
It was true.
Okay. So based on the admission of Mr. Carew, I'm going to need to find him guilty that he violated terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have lapsed, or excuse me, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse in criminal ways or covering.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Johnson. Agreed by Dr. Wright. As you can also do that. Okay, so we're going to move into phase two in a moment. But before we do, Mr. Gray is going to give some background information. So stay on phone there, and I'll be right back with you.
Okay.
Mr. Gray.
Mr. Carew was released from jail scene on October 5th of 2018. He was arrested on December 6th of 2018 by Phoenix PD. He has no new charges. He was returned back to DOC on December 6th of 2018. He has a CCD of June 7th of 2019. There were 562 absconded days. Current conviction, 2015, dangerous drug violation, 3 years, 6 months. Prior conviction, 2014, aggravated DUI, 1 year. He has 2 terms of DOC, his CUIR scores are 3-3, mental health scores are 3, substance abuse scores are 3. He's gained information, he's affiliated as a member of the Disciples, Chicago. Prior term of supervision, 2014, TIS release, completed 1 month. Disciplinary violations are minimal. Other arrests, 1990, rape, Washington juvenile detention. 1990, escape first degree, Washington, juvenile detention. 1993, manslaughter, Washington, felony conviction, state prison. 1996, DUI, liquor, drugs, vapor combo. Probation, 1997, misconduct involving weapons, Washington. Felony conviction, state prison. 1999, controlled substance violation. Probation. 1999, unlawful use of means of transportation, county jail. 2001, stolen property, Washington. Felony conviction, state prison. 2001, controlled substance violation, felony conviction, probation. 2001, unlawful use of means of transportation, county jail. 2002, stolen property, Washington. Felony conviction, state prison. 2006, marijuana violation, felony conviction, probation. Community risk score is a G6V5.
Thank you, sir. Now we're going to go over some of your case supervision. Case of residence, June of 2018, you approved to reside with Ron Jones at 318 on 12th Street, Phoenix, Arizona. You failed to establish a maintained residence at this approved residence. No other residence has been approved. So, why did you choose to stay there, sir?
Well, I went there and I was waiting for him to get out of work. And I seen, like, you know, a gang of, like, drug activity, you know, in the area around his house. So I made a bad decision and took it upon myself and just left and went homeless for, you know, 2 months, you know. I'll admit to, you know, a violation and want to apologize and say I'm sorry. I think that, you know, I'm just asking for a second chance where I can complete my parole on the streets. I looked into some halfway houses that I've been, you know, willing to go to for my last, like, couple months on parole. And I do think, you know,
did you have any appointment with an officer?
Yeah, but it was under the table, like landscaping jobs. You know, I was going, you know how you go, Home Depot, people pick you up and take you out to work.
Okay. Well, at least you were working. You were referred to task for random drug testing and you were assigned a PIN number. You didn't supply any urine samples before you were scanned. You have any problems with drugs or alcohol, sir?
Yes, I do.
Which?
Yeah. With methamphetamine.
So, is that why you didn't stay with Mr. Jones?
Yeah, I didn't use no drugs while I was out, but I was, you know, being in that environment, I felt if, you know, it wasn't a good environment for me, then I was going to relapse and be back in the drugs, be back maybe in the criminal activity. And I just, you know, like I said, I took it upon myself, which was a bad decision, to just go homeless when I, you know, the right thing would have been to just go talk to my PO, he probably could have got me some help. But it came from residents.
Okay, so you say while you were out, you didn't use any drugs?
No, I didn't use no drugs. I'm still clean and sober.
Well, that's commendable. What were you doing that brought the attention of the Phoenix Police Department on you, sir?
I was going to my girl, to end up my girl. This girl let me, you know, come take showers and, you know, wash my clothes. I was going to her house and they had pulled up and asked for my name. Then I get, you know, told them I ain't seen my PO in a couple of months and then they arrested me and took me to jail. I mean, to now after.
Okay, thank you, sir. Any questions from my fellow board members?
No,
No questions? Okay, so we're beginning your hearing. Before we go into discussion, make determination, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement, if there's anything else you'd like to tell us. We just ask that you don't cover all the information we've already talked about. So is there anything else you'd like to say to the board, sir?
No, I just want to say I apologize, and hopefully you, as we see, try to give me a second chance on the world.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
The board is now in discussion. I think Mr. Kaluna made a bad decision for himself, and decided to go homeless. Overall, it sounded like he at least tried to bring himself out of doubt. Maybe have used to point his life where he can keep his drug issues taken care of. But I can't go past the 52 of scam names that were involved when I did go on this. But based on all that information, I don't see as good a candidate for the internal community supervision, but I have a list of discussions from my fellow board members, if there is any. No discussion. Okay, based on all the information, I warrant number 2019W2959, Mr. Kaluna's testimony and information from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to revoke community supervision of Mr. Kaluna as a delinquent, violating terms and conditions of his supervision, and not allowed to backlash to the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Kaluna's, agreeing that after writing, Mr. Johnson, Ms. Whittenhouse. Okay, so the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. According to the paperwork we have, you said it will be released on June 7th of 2019, which is about 5 months away. We suggest that you take advantage of any program you can, especially substance abuse, NA, those kind of classes, between now and the time you are going to be released. Make yourself a plan that you can use to get yourself straightened out and back into society without any more problems, sir. Would you wish you the best of luck in this one you're hearing? And would you assume that the next inmate or the 203?
All right, thank you.